All right, Rabbi, so it's what we call it Rochak Mitchilas Hazman. Taylam, I guess we're holding at the end of Tina de Malchus Adina. The sugi is a bit, the sidus of the sugi is a bit confusing, considering there are many different shitas, Rishonim, and in each Rishon, there are many different pshatim, and each Rishon could have steers from one place to another. And I think that the chalapach is we should try to be mesada the shitas. Maybe some stuff I'll say won't be chedushim, maybe some stuff will be chedushim. You probably learned the Rishonim differently than I did. But I try to be mesada something also that we should walk away from this sugya with knowing what are the shitas that we're supposed to be following and what they really hold. Fundamentally, this sugya really starts in Gittin, Yidam Adbei, Zaylam Suat. It's Ishtar Shailim Barakayas. So Gemara says, what's going to be if you need a kinyan, a Ishtar Mecha, a Ishtar Matana? What's going to be by Ishtar Matana? So Gemara says, Amishmul Dina de Machus Adina, Vibay Seima Tani Chutz Mikagite Noshim. Either it's Taka Dina de Machus Adina, or it's Chutz Mikagite Noshim that Enachanami, that Shtar is that if the shtar has to affect the kinyan, the chami will not work. Just like if the nashim don't work, those shtars won't work as well. It's two pshatim in the Gemara, what to do. So agav, when the Gemara says dinu malchus edina, the first pshat of the Gemara, Shmuel, dinu malchus edina, what did that mean? From some rishonim is mashma, kepshuta, I'm sure the ilam learned like this, kepshuta it's mashma, that hayoyz dinu malchus edina said that their shtar should work. So mameila, their shtar shafs the kinyan, because that's the dina namachus edina. That's what Smashman the Rashba, there are 12 others. However, you could also touch up the Gemara a bit differently, and that is that the dina namachus edina says that their edim are kasha, that edus, edim shalakim should be nemonim, and their shtaris should be kayomim, their edus should work. Memeila now have kosher edim. Now the reason why the shtar is kaina is shtar is kaina even b'dina Yisrael. The shtar is kaina. It's a regular shtar Yisrael. Their dina makus edina makes that their edis is a good edis and have a kosher shtar. Now the kinyan work out to pasher the shtar. And I say it's mashma from the Taisis Rid over there. Right, Taisis Rid, maskin. You sorry? Right, it's a taisirah. It's mashma, it's two different pshat. It means kum taisirah. There could be nafkaminas, but one simple nafkamina, what happens if, and this happens in Dinei Torah often, people try to invoke Dinei Malchus Edina on certain kinyonim, and it comes out that the shtar has a technical problem why, according to Chukah Yisayim, it won't work anyway. For some other reason. Case, I don't know, whatever the reason is, I'd rather not go into it. So if you learn that Dina Malchus Edina says that shtar works, but that same Malchus would say that this particular shtar won't work because it has some technical problem with it. But if you learn like the Tezerid, we could separate it. The Dina Malchus Edina says their Edim would work, and now the Edim work as long as the shtar is kosher, Kedina Yisrael, and the Memel, it's going to work. All right. Agav, the Elam Su, I'm sure, Rabbeinu Yena Baba Basin, and Heyam and Aleph has a Shita Mechudeshes, that he holds Dina Malchus Edina is only Afka, doesn't transfer to the other person. Memela, all the Gemara means Shmuel, Dina Malchus Edina is that the Meichel loses the item, loses the property, but you know why the Yisrael, the other person was kainit? That's because Itaka did a proper kinyan, he did Chazaka or Satumta, some other kinyan he had to do in order to be kainit. All the Gemara means Dina Malchus Edina is that the Meichel cannot back out and he loses it. Shita Mechudesh, it's not for now. Fine. Anyways, that's the first sheet. The Gemara says Dina Malchus Edina. Comes along the Ibel Yisayimah and says, no, Itaka doesn't work. Chutz Mikigite Noshem. So the million-dollar question is, what do you mean? What happened to Dina Malchus Edina? No one argues on the concept of Dina Malchus Edina. So what happened? Why is this Ibel Yisayimah not going with Dina Malchus Edina? And Kinnir, there are three sheets in the Rishayim why the Ibel Yisayimah is arguing. And it's also kinir from Rav Rishonim, Ruba de Ruba de Rishonim, that the Ikka, whatever Pshat Nisbil Yisayim is, but the Ikka la Halach is like the Zibo Yisayim. And so therefore it's very important to understand what this Zibo Yisayim is talking about. First Pshat is Ramban, many others, and Gittin over there, and they say that Taka is no Makhlaikis, but Yisai, there's no Makhlaikis. It's just some Shailam Mitzias. first shot held the dinu machus edina because of the homin of the malka that wanted these shtaris to work, and came along the boys Emo that even if there's no homin of the malka, if there's no dinu machusa, if the melech doesn't care about their shtaris to work, and the chanami, then we'll have to learn is chutz mikke gitei noshem. But besides, if there would have been a dinu machusa and a chanami, it would have worked lekuli yama. As that's, let's call it the shitas Ramban. There's really no machlekes between the two shitas. The next shita, many rishonim go like this shita, and that is that we only say dina malchus adina when there's hana es hamelech. The melech has to have hana from it, taxes. Melech enjoys taxes. Some pads his coffers. So mehela b'chia gavna there's dina malchus adina. But anything else that the melech says or enacts, we totally disregard. There's no such thing as dina malchus adina. Dina malchus adina is only negeh if it's negeh to him alone. If it's negeh lehanas leishol melech, then we say dina malchus adina. And the boy say mahoz that hayoyis over here, hayoyis over here. The melech is not gaining anything from the fact that you use this shtar ha'ila ba'kais. The melech is not getting any tevis hanoi. He's not getting any taxes from this. Memeila, that's why the boy say mahoz that dina malchus adina will not work. So now we have a chiddush lahalacha. I mean, like this shita, now we have a limitation to dina malchus adina. Dina malchus adina is not going to work when it's not lanois hamelech. And what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel did say dina malchus adina. So, kibshuta you could say, Shmuel argued with Zaguf and Shmuel holds that there is dina malchus adina even if it's not lanois hamelech. He held it was a broad concept. Mashen can the Yibayseima, and the Ikh is like the Yibayseima, holds no, that it's limited only to Hanois HaMelech. Rather, the Chubas HaRashman Chelek Vav, and Reish Nun Dalid, he touches up Shmuel differently, and he says, it sounds like that even Shmuel Takas Moida, the Dinu Makus Adina will not work. Oh, but you want to know why Shmuel Zadinu Makus Adina, how does it work? He says, it's a concept, a person has a right to be Mishabit Atzma, even Sholei Min Adin. It's not going to really work, but a person has a right to be Mishabit himself and Mimakabal that as if it's the din. So Mameli says that Hayoyis, they went ahead and they created a Shtar Ba'ila Ba'koyish Shalahem. So by doing that, he is being Makabal Al Atzma, Mishabdai, the Daitai, to be Makabal the Akoyis, Vedinam, Lelech Bedina Amalkus, Vyachal Lashabit Atzma, Vlitim Mishalai Shalei Min Adin. Bekitsa. You have to know how that works. 100%. You have to know. Normally, like Masna Shemachinim Lias Kashay, all these things is Hainah. And by Grama, there's such a concept. But here, if you need a Kinyan to enact, and there was no Hainah to begin with, so what starts the whole process?
It
doesn't sound like that they're going on Sittumta.
He's
not saying Sittumta.
It doesn't say anything about me. It just says that
I'll Dini Malchus. What's that? I'm giving you my Tana. What Hainah do I have?
We're both.
I mean, if you're Adam Choshev, I have a Nom.
Agreeing that this should take place.
We can't be making.
Where do you have that Hainah?
Like Mir Sam Hei.
Like Amor.
I can't give my
Tana. Right.
Because
they're always doing
the
Okay. Because I fight. All right. No.
We don't care.
Disregard the melech. Because the Adina Malchus Adina was only said when he has Hano. Anything past Hano, we don't say. We're going to get to Rabbi Yonah soon. But the vow, that's what these Rishonim are saying. Sorry?
The real use of that for
the what? Maybe over there we're both gaining. I'm getting a service, you're getting money. But here by Matana, the Mekabel Matana is gaining. But what's the nice Matana getting?
Is that all stars work?
Or just... That's all when you pay me back, I'll get it.
That's all the stars work or only Matana Matana?
Shtamratana, or other thing could be with
Kiva.
No, we're talking about when the Gemara Shtamratana is saying the Wapshat and Shmuel Dinu Malchus Adina, it didn't mean that there's Taka Dinu Malchus Adina.
It's all Dinu Malchus Adina. I mean,
it only meant that you're being Makabel the din of the Malchus. So Gemara is a Shtikal Avdavka. It doesn't mean really Dinu Malchus. You're being Makabel his din. Gemara is talking about Shtamratana.
No, but it's in the Mishnah.
It's talking about. So Gemara said, Bishlam Mishnah, we have no problem because he paid money. We know that. But Shtamratana, what do you do? It's Chatz of Bahama. You were being mekabel his din. Enochem doesn't mean dinu makos edina. It's just like a shikar delishna. It really doesn't mean the concept dinu makos edina kala terikula. It just means being mekabel the din of the malchus. All right. The Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashbam, Baba Basra, Nun Hei Yomer Aleph, they ask a kasha on this Shitas Rishonim. If the Shitas Rishonim hold that there's only Dima Kuzadina limited to Anos HaMelech, then Fusha Gemara Faket. The Gemara says, Arisusa de Prasoi is Memshnin. The Melech doesn't gain anything from that. There's no Hanos HaMelech, there's no taxes involved. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, there's Dina no Malchus HaDina. And the Gemara refreshes that there's Dina Malchus HaDina even when it's not taxes, when it's not Lanosai. And I guess they didn't want to say, oh, that Gemara is going like Shmuel, because Ikka is like the V'boi Zeymu, or like I just said, that the Rashba even held that Shmuel is Moida in that sheet, that it would only be Hanos HaMelech. Bekitza, so therefore they fall away from this pshat, that you can't say it's Dafka by taxes. Now it's Masher from these Rishonim, Abizai now, Dina Malchus HaDina goes back to the drawing board, it's across the board, it's Negeh to everything, even if it's not Hanos HaMelech, there's always going to be Dina Malchus HaDina. A third pshat in the V'yibay Seyma. That third pshat is Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina within Baba Basra says, I say Gadol. And that is, that we do not say Dina Malchus HaDina when the Melech doesn't care. The Melech enacted the Dina Malchus HaDina La'arkayis Shalai. He wanted the court system to follow certain rules of his. Somehow he even said, Umasai, he understands that there's a difference between the Yiddish nation and Goyish nation. He understands that Chashivis, Hahevdol, that there is, that the Yidden maybe don't understand, but he understood, it's a Shekhamana, but he understood that he wanted Dafkalu Umasai, and not for the Yidden, unless the Yidden, of course, go to Arkoyis. Then Avad, he wants the court system to follow his Chayk, his mishpat. But beside, the Melech doesn't care if the Yidden create their own laws and their own Besdin system and they could do whatever they like. That doesn't bother them at all. That's fine. As I tied it, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Mameli says, Pshat is in the Gemara, that the reason why the Yibayisema didn't hold the Dinu Malchus HaDina is because the Melech doesn't really care if you're going to honor the Shtar, if you won't honor the Shtar. If it comes to his court, oh boy, then he's Makbet. But if it doesn't go to his court, you want to go to your Bezin, Gezintai, do what you want. You want to throw the Shtar up, throw the Shtar out. It's also good, not a problem. He's happy with it. Mameli, that's Pshat in the Yibayisema. Rabbeinu Yonah Teich Dvarav over there in his Zichta Gunakud is Moisif. That's only min hastam by normal things. But if something is Lahana Osoi, like taxes, something that he does derive a direct pleasure from, then Enachanam in min hastam he is Makbid, and it's automatically even for Yisraelim as well. It's just things that are not Lahana Osoi, things that are not directly negate him, he doesn't mind if the Yidden feels the way they want, min hastam, they could do whatever they want, and it doesn't bother him, he's not Makbid. Because Dina Malchus HaDina, an ingredient to Dina Malchus HaDina is only if he's Makbid on the halacha as well.
And what happens if a Yidden went to his Arkois?
Avada. Once a Yidden went to Arkois, La'ani is daiti, Dava Poshit, that Avada it's Chal, the Melech is Makbid, Aziz Mavun, Rabbeinu Yoina, says like the Chazanish as well. But it's, I think it's a Dava Poshit, so Mavun like that in Rabbeinu Yoina. Sorry?
When they are
probably. Probably.
For those people.
Sorry? Correct. So that's why the Ibai Seima holds it does not work because the Melech does not care.
What
at that point, then it kicks in that what they did 10 weeks ago, the Melech wants to be Kayim. So and he's Makbid. I'm afraid maybe once it goes, but then from the court case and on, he wants that Kinyan to work and he is Makbid. That's the Shitas Ibai Seima. Kinyan.
Have a karka if you have the igrisim. So Rabbeinu Yonah himself says that doesn't mean the special shtar from the melech, the melech gets a tax. It means that the melech wants that you should just have the shtar.
Good.
Without a shtar, you can't.
Good.
So why is that to Elis HaMelech?
Why is that to Elis HaMelech? Good. And let. You want to know why it's Lanosai? So let's say he doesn't have Lanosai, but maybe he's Makbid.
So what's the one? when you draw the line.
No, Rabbeinu Yonah says that a melech has a right to be makbid. He's just saying Minasam he's not makbid. What happens if the Chai Gavna, we know that he is makbid, and then be dinu makozedina. The melech is makbid dinu makozedina on anything that when you go to court and your animal shtaises, you're going to be pato, or when your kid breaks something, you're going to be chayiv. Then in the chanami, if the melech is makbid, the melech is makbid. So maybe we knew that the melech is makbid. You'll see later on, Yitzchak will be the better teretz. Okay. Oh, no, I didn't see that. I didn't see it. But it could be what we're going to say later on. It will answer. Oh, so I'm going to get to that. I didn't see Rabbeinu Yonah, but my Shem was what I'm going to say. Okay, fine. So what does Shmuel hold like this Shita? What does Shmuel hold like this Shita? So again, you can say either Shmuel Hakis and this says it's a broad thing, or again, you can go with the Rashba's type of thing. It's Takatim Akhus, the Dina doesn't mean anything, just means it means Makabal, the Dina and Malchus. Or you could say that Shmuel thought that the Melech is Makbid, that his Shtaris should work. And if the Melech is Makbid, that his Shtaris should work, then it's going to be Chal even on everything. If the Melech is Makbid, the Melech is Makbid, because he has the right to be Makbid. The Ibaisim holds Minastam, he's not Makbid, and Shmuel held that he was Makbid. Then B'chai Gamna, that we're talking about a case that he is Makbid, and when he is Makbid, we will say Dinan Makhus Adina. I think it's Masher Shtikl Nechazanish, because Chazanish Teich Dvarov, he's Mis'alim from this whole Ramban, but Teich Dvarov in the Lakutim Tazayin, in the beginning of Tazayin over there, he says, by the way, the Ramban is also made to Rabbeinu Yoina, that if the Melech is not Makbid, there's no Dinu Malchus Edina. Yet the Ramban learned the whole Sugya, that there is Dinu Malchus Edina, and there's no Machloikis, V'Ibayisayim also holds Dinu Malchus Edina. What do you mean? And the Rabbeinu Yoina says the Melech is not Makbid, it's like Shtekel Minei Bey is in the face of the Chaznish, what's going on? And Lamai, Vaisayis, he understood, at least in the Ramban.
He's learning that's the side of the Ramban. The whole Ramban made the chukim that the davke chukim and the chokim the is anoch from the Yom Kadmonim. That's who he means the sisoid.
That's very nice. I'm saying the Ramban over here holds that there is dina makus adina like poshitis, and yet the Ramban is moided to Rabbeinu Yoina. Whatever, I am not disagreeing with him over there. I'm just saying, but he holds that Ramban is moided Rabbeinu Yoina. If the Melech is not makbid, there's no dina makus adina. It's have a gemara with fresh. It's not like the Chazanish. This gemara.
You're gonna have to say somehow these
that the Melech was makbid.
Right.
Oh, so that's why I'm bringing you a rayak, that the Chaznish must have learned in the Ramban that the Melech is makbid on these things, and when the Melech is makbid, avada, it works across the board. So Mamela, it's not shver to say, afilu lo Rabbeinu Yoina, who entertained in the Vibayisema, the Melech was a makbid. It could be that's very nice Vibayisema, but in Shmuel, who did say the Makuzidina, the Melech was makbid, just like Chaznish learned in the Ramban's both. Shot them in the Gemara that the Melech was not. That's all I'm saying. Sorry? So what? That they are Makbid?
Yeah, there's no Makbid.
You're saying, okay, the kids are like this, fine. Okay, so that's the Yisoid. Now we have three Shitas here. L'chayra, on the face of it, L'chayra, you're going to walk out thinking that Rabbeinu Yoina is actually a kula. We can invoke this Rabbeinu Yoina whenever we want. Kavaldika Rabbeinu Yoina, because Rabbeinu Yoina holds that if the Melech is not Makbid, also there's no Dina Malchus Adina. Means, till Rabbeinu Yoina Nebuch was stuck with Dina Malchus Adina. Comes Rabbeinu Yoina, basically throw Dina Malchus Adina, for the most part, out of the window. So Rabbeinu Yoina is a Kavaldika kula, more than the Ramban, more than the Rashba, it's a Kavaldika kula. Okay, I would like to also suggest as we go along, we're going to see that there's really a fourth pshat in this Gemara, and it will get much clearer if we get into the shita. So let's take it one at a time. These are chuvas harashba she'elam amshuasu and chelik var reishon and dalid vavus the chuvas harashba that they wanted to say that the din machus dina that a father should be yairish his daughter against the husband means there shouldn't be yirushas abal and he should even get from his anicle against the father being Yerush, the daughter means, instead of the husband being Yerush his wife and the husband being Yerush the child, the Shver should be Yerush both the daughter and the granddaughter. He wanted Dino Machuzadino, and the Rashba goes to town and blasts such a tzad, and I won't do it justice saying it over, it's kedai to see it inside, it's poetic, Lashadness, and is how much it bothered him that to even entertain such a tzad. Anyone who ever entertains thinking about Dina Malchus Edina, it's a good musa just to read over the Rashi before you apply Dina Malchus Edina. You'll be put into a nice position to just level-headed what it means chashivas for Torah. All right. Anyway, Bekitza, the Rashi says at the end, he says a word, why isn't there Dina Malchus Edina? He says, because Kinira, there's only Dina Malchus Edina when there's Yesh Lamelech Tayelas. And the Melech has no Tayelas with this, that the Shver should inherit, the Zayda should inherit, there's no Tayelas HaMelech, and the Melech, yes, there's no Tayelas HaMelech, there's no Dina Malchus Edina. All right. Lemaise is the Rashi would just say some Mishnah, say Lechaira, because the Rashi in Gittin and Baba Basrak, we were just talking about, Baba Basrak brings a Raya from Ari Susa, that you see that there's no, the Rashi himself brought this Raya. And when you see there's no Hanas HaMelech, nevertheless we say Dina Malchus Edina. So what's the Rashi doing in Chuvis Punk Faket, saying that there's only Dina Malchus Edina when there's Yech L'Tamelech HaMelech? And Lemaise is Lahaloch, the Ramon Sif Ches Paskins, Tataka is Dina Malchus Edina, even when there's no Tayelas HaMelech, right? He brings down such a sheet it's have to be dafka by taxes, and he argues v'chein ikka, Rabbi said, v'chein ikka, that there is Dina Malchus Edina, even when it's not negated to taxes. So the Chayyid Rashi was saying himself, if you look in the Shach, Bavus the Shach and Simon Ayin Gimel, Sifkot Lamites, the Shach and the Sub Shat in the Rashi was a new word. We don't say Dina Malchus Edina when it's Kegan Din Torah. Dina Malchus Edina is nice to follow, but when it's going against the Halach in the Torah, no, then Halach is supreme, and then we totally ignore Dina Malchus Edina. Also, you see the Cheshivas that the Shach held for Torah, Gavaldi, Kabbalah, Maisa, Geret, you look in the Rashba, Nishkenein Vot, for this whole Vot that the Shach learned in the Rashba. I feel a remez b'derech gram to such a pshat, how the Shach touch up the Rashba and the Rashba led. The Rashba didn't say that. The Rashba said other Vot, he said that you need Hanos HaMelech, and he said the Chigri Torah Sak, that's very nice, but that's the Musash Mus Shabbai. But he doesn't say that when it's going against the Torah, that then we won't say Dina Malchus Edina. That he didn't say. And Bavost, I believe the Chazanish asked the Kasha that what do you mean? Everything is against the Torah. Torah has a halacha of everything: how to tie your shoes and how to sleep, go to sleep at night, and how to turn over in the middle of the night. There's a halacha of everything. So everything the Din Malchus Edina is going to do is against the Torah. So when is Yad Din Malchus Edina? And Be'ezim the Mefush Amir, the Miri already said, not like the Shach Mir Baba Kamikuf Yigimam Beis says Lahedya that is Din Malchus Edina, even if it's against Din Shalanu. So you already have Rishonim, not like the Shach Mefurish. So to say the Shach Sprat in the Rashba is a bit extreme. L'chayre. If you look through the Rashbas, you look through collective, his Chuvis, who mentions Dina Malchus Edina, you'll see that the Rashba has a different gang. If L'moshu, the Rashba in Chela Gimel Koftes says a word that we only say Dina Malchus Edina when it's Mimishpetei HaMalucha. Doesn't limit it to Lahanois HaMelech, but it has to be things that the Malchus typically do. It has to be Mimishpetei HaMalucha, things that are done, L'yishav HaMedino, things that are typically found in the Malchus, but not what's done in the Arkois. Arkois, judgments and decisions, totally regardless, we could just throw them out. We don't care about the decisions, we don't care about their Havana, what's right and fair and equitable. It's totally, they're off the mark. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows what's fair and equitable. But you want to know what they do as Mimishpatei HaMelucha. Mimishpatei HaMelucha, that we do say Dina Malchus Edina. Sorry? My knee is daiti? No. It's Sashita's Yachid without a Makar. What he thought was a Makar, I don't think is a Makar. And it's against Rishonim. Sorry? He asked me. He didn't say what other people. He asked me. I said, "Leani's daiti. You can't go like the shag. It's against Rishonim." I don't understand. Meiri the Rashi. It doesn't say. It's not there. It's not there. The shag has. And this already has problems with it. It's not there.
They have it right in the Rashi, but he also holds on to
Rashi. Just pull that out. Why did he just say that? He didn't say that. The Rashi says that he has the kash, and the Rashi goes on. You need to know it's a melech.
Every single Rishon
doesn't use it.
L'chayra.
Okay. Now, if you look through the Rashba, you see that he needs that. He draws the line, not by Hanos HaMelech, he draws the line further. He says that the chilek is whether it's Akkayis or it's Mimishpatei HaMelucha. If you look, in the Miuchoses in Chav Beis, he also says something Kain Zed, Rak Dover Shetziva Lahanosai Oy Letikun HaMedina. Then we say Dina Mokuzidina. So now you see that it broadened a bit. Dina Mokuzidina, yes, is not just limited to Hanois HaMelech, not just limited to taxes, but it has to be something for the Seder HaMalchus, Leishav and Tikkun HaMedina, that the Malchus needs to enact, that there should be civilization, that there should be Hanhoga, what you call a Seder. There has to be something there. Then we'll say Dina Mokuzidina. And my Lashon, and it's really the Rashba says it, maybe on a different, slightly different variation, has to be Dina de Malchusa. It can't be Dina de Malka. What the Malka wants, the Paskin, I don't care. What the Malchus needs, if it's a Dina of Malchus, of civilization, of society, that's going to be a Dina de Malchusa. It has to be something which is done, Letaivas HaMedina, which is done, or Lahanos HaMalik, which is also fine, but it has to be Letaivas HaMedina. And Grada, Lahalacha, that's how we pass. And the Daikin Moshe says it in Sifkan Gimel. The Ramah says in the Sifir Aleph, there has to be either Lahanois HaMelech or Letikun HaMedina. So that means, if it's not Lahanois HaMelech and not Letikun HaMedina, and Echanami, if it's just a psak Mishpatei Akois, we throw it out. But if it's done and then enacted Leta'elis HaMedin, Letakonis HaMedina, then it will have Dinam HaKazidin.
It has to be for many people, but Lefukim and Adam HaKazidin.
Why? Tikkun HaMedina means that for society, the Melech Barev Kach Masei feels, and it's not just him, it's a Malchus, we see other kingdoms do it all, it's normal for kingdoms to enact these type of takanis, that there should be civilization, and therefore... Sorry? Right. If they make a takana, then it's a Tikkun HaMedina. If they just make a psak, then it's not a Tikkun HaMedina. Okay, so let me be mazah. Let me mazah. They hold, someone comes in front and an animal did damage, a cat or whatever, ruined the person's flowers next door, and they want to be mechayev the owner of the cat. No, you can't be mechayev the owner of the cat because it's just a cat, right? Now, in the halacha we hold, no, animals is ashamed, it's regal, it's cat, we have to down that, maybe you are chayev, right? But the judge O'Larry thinks, you can't be responsible for your cat. And that's how he wants the Medina civilization to fear. Right? Now, it's very nice, that's how he thinks it's fear, but he doesn't know, he has no clue, he's clueless. The Rebbe Shlomo says that, no, you are responsible for a cat. Memela, you are chayef. I don't care what Judge O'Harry Larry did. Right? It doesn't make a difference. So therefore, that he could think that it's a good thing for the mini or faket. He thinks when a child damages, it's a good thing for society that a parent should be responsible for his child. But the Rebbe Shlomo says faket. Rebbe Shlomo says it's chavlas and rods. He's pata. The child is pata. So therefore, I don't really care what he says. He could think it's a good idea, but he's coming what's fair and equitable, and he's totally off the mark because Rebbe Shlomo knows what's fair and equitable. But what happens if they know that when a cotton does damage, a cotton is really pata? They know that the parent is really pata, but they see that unfortunately it's becoming reckless, society is going out of control, katanim are taking over, and we can't live anymore. And then they decided legislation passes a law, mikan ve'elech, even though a katan really should be pata, but to live in society, the katan has to be chayef, yes, b'chay gana, there will be dina namachus edina. Because now they're enacting a takana, l'te'eles a medina. But because they think it's fair, I don't care what they think is fair, because I know what's fair, what the Rebbe Shlomo says. It's fair, it's fair.
It's only takanis.
Sorry? One second.
Does that make this tad to be Judge O'Leary? Who would it if it's the legislature said? But let's say the all the senators get together, they think that Taka Kutin should be chayiv, then they were saying that it be tad, the kind of contamination that we come, then we don't go with the legislation.
I don't think so. I don't think that the legislation goofa anytime, but
there's no leash law in New Jersey because they hold that leash laws are
so I really have a lot more to say, but just for kids and we have to go weiter. Legislation by its very nature is a takana. Because when they got to pass the law, they acknowledged that a second before they passed the law, the person is potter or whatever, is otherwise, and they're enacting something mikan ve'elek to change for society.
Even if it's inside their sense of yishur.
That means they understood But they don't have a sense of yeshiva because the judicial system.
They think they do.
No, legislation and judicial are separate branches.
Right.
So the judicial system is totally on yeshiva and fair and equitable, and they know that it's not working. So it comes along legislation to plug a hole, and now they make something. So when they're making something, it's they're doing a little Gaza Medina.
Let's say you have legislated.
Okay, now go, do me a favor. Everything after Shia. If we have time at the end, I'll take as many questions. But I see 15 minutes left and I have a lot more to say. So, Bekitza, let's go back to the Rai from Ari Susa. The Rai from Ari Susa is not Toshia, because the Rai from Ari Susa is Letakon, is in Yishuva Medina. We have to have, otherwise, we're going to have haywire. A person, after 40 years, he's going to lose, well, depending which way to go in the Gemara. But either way, they had to set up some type of a system until when you hold on to the Shtar, until when you don't know the Shtar, when there's Chazakas, something which is that Takonis HaMedina will be Dinu D'Malchus HaDina. That's not a Kasha. He understood that that's a Takonis HaMedina. All the Rashi was being a Raya is you, the Rambam, whoever it was, you all, that it's only limited to Anos HaMelech and taxes, that have a Raya from Mari Susa. Not like that. I see over there mentioning had no Anos HaMelech and have a beginner Dinu D'Malchus HaDina. But it's not Shrei on this. This is very good because it was done Takonis HaMedina. And Mamela, you will have Dina Malkus Adina.
Why does he have to say new tags for the morning gift? No, it's not Mac.
Belt. I'm going to see. All right. So now, going back to the Chuvis HaRashba, if you look in the Chuvis HaRashba Chelek Vav, even though the Rashba uses HaLoshin, it was to Elis HaMelech, but he says, Uchu Yaitzei Bazeh, and I believe what he's really trying to insinuate is it means this for society and for civilization. It's a kind of melech and letikin hamedina medina zay. At least I'm willing to suggest that in the Rashba and mail all the Rashbish to him. And if you look in the Ramah, the Chayyah, that's what the Ramah did. Because Ramah, when he brings down the Tzifir Alef, the Rashba, he says over the Maisa with the Yerusha, quoting the Rashba, and he says, because they only did it when it was done, Latikin Hamedina Oy Lanos HaMelech. So he tied the Rashba up, Lanos HaMelech Oy Latikin HaMedina. Not because of the Shach, because the Kegan Din Torah, but because it has to be Latikin HaMedina Lanos HaMelech. Mashiach came this, which is because the judge felt that a grandfather should inherit or whatever it is, and we throw the judge out with his psak out the window. Because it doesn't make a difference. We care about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's fairness and equity. And the Din Malchus HaDina is only limited to Tikkun HaMedina and Nozimach. So now the Rashbish Dim. But we just created another Shita, a fourth type of a Shita, that there. You don't need Hanos HaMelech, but it has to be L'tikim Medinasai, but L'afuke HaKoyish Olehem, that we ignore. And that's basically how the Ramah paskin throughout the Siman. Let's go back to Gemara and Gittin. The case of Shtar Shoelim HaKoyish Olehem, would you say that it's something that is L'tikim HaMedina? Or do you say, no, that's how they feel. They understand that Shtar, you have Eidim, you have proof, you have witnesses, you have notary, you have one notary, a girl, two girls, it doesn't make it, everything's fine. So there's witnesses. Witnesses how the, that's proof. Proof. The judge is convinced that that's going to be proof. Is the case of Gittin a thing which is a Tikkun HaMedina, or is the case of Gittin just something which is done b'chukayseim b'mishpateim, that's how they fizuch, they understand that if you have a shtar with signed witnesses, that's proof, and the mail we go by it. Lani is daiti, the Gemara in Gittin is not l'takonis HaMedina. Now I have a shtickle of a rai, I have a couple of rais, but one simple rai is, if I'm right in the Rashba, that the Rashba, that same Rashba knew, with the way the Ramon learned the Rashba knew it was talking about l'anos HaMelech oy l'tzakonis medinosai, and the Rashba himself asked, and what's with Shmuel and Gittin? And the Rashba said, no, Shmuel and Gittin's different, because even because it doesn't really mean it, it means he was mekabel and mishabed atzmi to go bust the laws, v'istois, without that Kabbalah, it wouldn't work. But even the Rashba just said that it works, works at Takonas Medinosai. If I said the Rashba understood that the Gemara in Gittin was not Letakonas Medinosai, it was Tam Chukoseim of a Mishpateim, and it will work if you mekabel it. But if you not mekabel it, it's not going to work. It means he learned the Gemara in Gittin was a Pashra case of Mishpat. Memela is a Chinu Ladin, another Pshat, a fourth Pshat, the Rashba's Pshat, and which is the Ika Pshat Lahaloka, because that's the Ramaz Psak. In the Gemara and Gittin, the reason why Vibayseim didn't hold the Dinu Malchus HaDina is because Dinu Malchus HaDina is only limited l'takonis medinosai or l'anos HaMelech, and the Gemara and Gittin is neither, not l'anosai and not l'takonis medinosai. Memeila the Vibayseim holds there's no Dinu Malchus HaDina, and even Shmuel who said there was, it doesn't mean it. It just means that it was mekabelet. Sorry? The Rashban Kedushin brings down a bunch of different pshatim. He brings down Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoyinu, the Rambam, he brings down a bunch of different pshatim.
And he doesn't bring down his own pshat that he says the truth.
So I don't think it's so schwer because this. Okay, we'll get to it. Well, hold on. Fine. And you're going to see shortly that really the Daki Moshe himself did this, what I just told you in the Gemara. He did it in Rabbeinu Yoyinu in the Gemara. All right, so now let's go back. So go back to the Gemara. If the Gemara is talking about a case which is not Letikim Medinosai, and if them Zok to Rabbeinu Yoyinu, what's Pshat Nevi Boi Zema, comes along Rabbeinu Yoyinu, new Pshat. Because the Melech is not Makbid, Vaistois, had the Melech yeah been Makbid, we would have said dina malchus dina, even though it's not lahanosoi and not letikin medinosoi. Rabbeinu Yoyinu holds that it's a rayim of fureshes. Rabbeinu Yoyinu holds that it's dina malchus dina bechol in yonim. Just a catch, a zaitik a catch. Provided the melech is makbid. If the melech is not makbid, then not. But be yisoid, dina malchus dina passes across the board. Kumtais is really a machlokes of Rabbeinu Yoyinu in the Rashba. And Rabbeinu Yoyinu is lechumra. The Rashba holds it's only b'machus edinu and sa'anosai to take a medinosai. And Rabbeinu Yoyinu holds it's even across the board, no hanosai, no take a medinosai, even shtoris ha'ilus ba'koy shalem, everything, there's always dinu machus edinu. Just as I take a catch, provided the melech is makbid. Just don't forget, Rabbi, he's a wee passing like the Rashba, and more passing like the Rashba, but good. But there is such a Rabbeinu Yoyinu who goes even further. Ah, you're going to ask, a bazoi, like Rabbeinu Yoyinu, so what happened with Yerusha? Yerusha's Abbas, Yerusha's the Einikol. What's Rabbeinu Yoyinu going to do? Chigri Teres Sak, Bomas Teluim, what's going to be? Like Rabbeinu Yoyinu, Teres Rabbeinu Yoyinu has Lashitosa, he has this pshat, because the Melech doesn't care. If the Melech would care about the Yerusha and the Hanami, we would stalk, close our hand, yeah, whatever the Melech says is fine. But since the Melech is not Makbid, but that's the caveat. He comes out Lashitosa, he has a different way out. His way out is because the Melech doesn't care. And Bem is the Ramban who learned the Gemara and Gittin that both pshatim really hold the Nimo Kuzedino, even though it's not Latika Medina Asai, also hold like Rabbeinu Yoyinu that it's across the board. And what is he going to do with Yerusha? The same thing. The Chazanish says the Ramban. And it's minded to Rabbeinu Yoyinu that you have this caveat if the Melech doesn't care. And it comes out that there's a Pasha Nafkamina, right? Rabbeinu Yoyinu is a Chumra. If the Melech would care, then we're going to be in trouble. Like Rabbeinu Yoyinu, you're stuck. And like the Rashba, you're not stuck. So what Rabbi Isai, what you initially think is Rabbeinu Yoyinu is Lakula, Lani's Dait is Punk Faget, Rabbeinu Yoyinu is the grace of Chumra. Because without Rabbeinu Yoyinu, like Mukzek, like Meduf Sheikh, I'm happy, just go with the Rashba, and you need Hanos and Melech, take him in the Nosai. And Rabbeinu Yoyinu is sticking me that I got to follow the Melech all the time if he's Makbid. One thing, but if he's not Makbid, you have a way out. Okay, fine.
What's going to happen if you have Rabbeinu
Yoyinu? Comes along the.
What's going to happen when you have a stew between you? We can have a tikkun amadina, but there's another, but you can be masakim with the entire also. There's two ways to be masakim with the
dinner. So you want to know if the Rashba will be moided to Rabbeinu Yoyinu, yeah, that even when it's a tikkun medina, say, if the melech is not makid, what would be? So Be'etzem, you can learn any way you want in the Rashba, and the Chazanish wants to say that the Rashba is moided to Rabbeinu Yoyinu, but if you look in the Chuvis, you'll see the Rashba is not moided to Rabbeinu Yoyinu. We're going to get to it, if you allow me.
What are Ramban holding in the case of Yerusha?
Ramban will hold, like Rabbeinu Yoyinu, that since the Melech doesn't care.
Even if the Melech doesn't care, it's totally
not. Since the Melech doesn't care, the Chazanish says in the Ramban that the Ramban is moided to Rabbeinu Yoyinu. If the Melech doesn't care, then there's no Dina Malchus Adina. Okay, so now let's go to the Daki. Rabbeinu Yoyinu already told me that something which is Lahanosoi Minastami Kiyas, something which is just Chukai Sehem, Minastam, the Melech doesn't care.
It's nothing the Melech cares about. So
taxes. Kula Amar, maybe he cares about Tikkun Medina. I don't know. I didn't say that yet. You know what? Let me, Rabbi, so let me get the next step and we'll flesh it out. I think a lot of it will be answered. The Daiki Moshe asks on Rabbeinu Yoyinu. Rabbeinu Yoyinu holds that Dina Machus Adina is not applicable if the Melech doesn't care. He asks, what do you mean? The Mordechai, Ben Yisrael, Yisrael, what do you mean? The Mordechai said, Becheskes Kalainis, which is Ben Yisrael, Yisrael. And nevertheless, the Mordechai says, there is Dina Machus Adina. The Efsha, hold on to this, the Efsha, that the Rabbeinu Yoyinu is Maida, when it's Letikin Medinasai, like the case of Cheskes Kalainis, that we would say Dina Machus Adina. like the Rashba, and he only said his halacha when it was just chukai seim mishpateim, when it's just done and acted by the court. Because remember, the Gemara in Gittin, and this is Mufush Raina Dakim Moshe, that Rabbeinu Yoini's Gemara in Gittin is only talking about such a case which is chukai seim mishpateim and not letikin medinosai. So Mufush Dakim Moshe, that, and Rabbeinu Yoini only bichihai gavna said what he said, that therefore there's no dinam akosidinu because the melech doesn't care. So it's a riot what I'm telling you, that the Gemara in Gittin is only talking about a case which is not even Lotek Medinosai, and he wants to make Shalom ben the Rishonim, that Rabbeinu Yonah would be moided to the Molokai, because he also could go like the Rashba. Now that lists Vert, he could also go like the Rashba, is Merafsin Igra, because the Rabbeinu Yonah is Barah Milulei, that if the Melech would care, there would be the Numachuzidino across the board. And the Rashba is Pashit not like that. So to say that, not only that, like we started off, what happens if the guy by accident went to court, and the melech in the court already passed him? Then loy Rabbeinu Yoina, the melech is makbid, even ben Yisrael Yisrael, and you're stuck, right? And loy Rashba, I don't really care, because if it's not letikim medinos, and it's not lanos a melech, that's what I'm paskin, it doesn't count. So the Rabbeinu Yoina can't be saying the Rashba. So what does he mean that Rabbeinu Yoina would be moided to the Rashba, and he only said his word? So what type of spalt is this? He holds, when it's tikkun medinasa, yeah, it would work even if the melech doesn't care, and then, but when it's akois, then it's yetol if the melech cares. Like, what's going on? So I'd like to suggest a pshat like this, is that Rabbeinu Yoina already sets up that when something's lanos ha-melech, menastam he cares, and something which is chukoseyem or mishpateyem, the melech doesn't care. You fight it out in court. Fight it out in your court, his court, their court. I don't care. Do whatever you want. The melech doesn't care. What would be something which is letikim medinosei, what in English mamaloshim is called public policy? Does the melech care or not? So, Grada, if it's proof from today, public policy, the melech does care. Something which is against public policy, the melech does care. Something which is letikim medinosei, the melech does care. So Zechino Ladin could be that that's all the Darkei Moshe meant, is that the Rabbeinu Yoina could be moider to the Mordechai and the Rashba, not Davke Mitamei, but the halach is the same, that something which is Hanos HaMelech or Letikim Medinosei, we will say Dino Machusedin across the board. Why? Because Min Atstam, we assume that the Melech is Makbid. The Rabbeinu Yoina was only talking about Chukaseim and Mishpatayim. What does he care? What go? You fight out wherever you want. He doesn't care. Memeila, there's no Dino Machusedin. But be aside, the Rabbeinu Yoina is still a bit more Chomer than Asher, because in the event that the Melech, in theory, would care about how you fight, in Chukaseim Mishpatayim, then that would be Dino Machusedin. But he holds that when it's Tikkun Medinosei, it means in Halacha, maybe not exactly Mitamei, but in Halacha, it's exactly like the Rashba, that Hanos HaMelech or Tikkun Medinosei, there is Dino Machusedin, and in absence of that, there is no Dino Machusedin. Agav, the Chazanish, argues with the Daki Moshe, and he holds the Rashba is even moided to Rabbeinu Yoina if the Melech doesn't care, and it sounds like even when it's Tikkun Medinosei, there won't be Dino Machusedin ben Yisrael Yisrael. But if you look in the Chuvah's Rashba, Chayla Gimel Koftes, and Yechazka Beis, Mufurish, I don't know what the Chazanesh did, Mufurish, talking about ben Yisrael Yisrael, Melech doesn't care, and Avabike in the Rashba invokes the concept of Dino Machusedin because it was a Tikkun Medinosei. So if I say things were just a Tikkun Medinosei, there is Dino Machusedin, like the Rashba, because we don't really care if the Melech cares or not, and like Rabbeinu Yoina, Minastam, the Melech does care. But when it's Chukoseim and Mishpateim, then the Melech doesn't care and everything is fine. Come to us, Rabbi, it's just a Sikkim Adava. Like the Rashba and the way we pass in the Ramah, don't forget the Ramah, is that it needs Tikkun Medinosei, Oy Hanos HaMelech, anything less than that, there is no Zecher of Dinu Machusedina. And Rabbeinu Yoina is a Chumra that is even Dinu Machusedina and Rabban as well, across the board, even if it's not the Tikkun Medinosei, in the event, you went there or in the event that the Melech is Makbid. Let's talk about practical terms, 2 minutes left. Basically, in America, Pashas is Dinu Machusedin, even though it's a democracy, that is a melech. It was a malchus of shutfis called legislation of Senate, Congress, so the three branches, whatever you want to call it. There is a president, there's a malchus going on here. It's more a big body of malchus, but there's Dinu Machusedin. So now, in applying it lahalacha, anything which the judicial branch, it's very easy in America, it's so easy to understand the difference. Anything which a judicial branch paskins, just take it and disregard and from a halakhic purposes and dinam kozedina, because I don't care. It's not letikam and dinose, it's not la nosa, it's something chukoseim, akoseim, we throw out. Anything that legislates. Either way, I don't really care what they do. They have no toikev.
They're basing their rules on.
Sorry? They're basing their rules on what svara and fear and equitable.
What fits into the wall that was chosen?
No. They have the right to interpret laws, and you know, there are different machlekes judges, and one Supreme Court judge, it's not a court for now, who holds stack that we cannot do anything, we have to only interpret, and the court taka moved to that more conservative approach. But you say the judge, you go to a regular judge, the judge thinks what's fair and equitable. And I don't care what he thinks fair and equitable, because I know what's fair and equitable. Rabbi Nishom says that's fair and equitable. So that doesn't count. But whatever is enacted, which means basically, anything which is legislative by nature, that means they acknowledge that till then it wasn't so. But, and the judges will not paskin so, because it's not fair and equitable. But mikan velik, they would like the society to follow that for whatever reasons that they might have, which I hope are good reasons, that is done letikin medinasai, that's an enactment, and by and large, such a thing will have a takeoff of din and the malchus adina. Loit, the chazanishes, Rashbiz Rabbeinu Yoina, it might still have to be that the Makbid. And Pashtis, like our Rashba, with Nelzeichin, Ramah for such a thing, no, even if the Melech does care, it doesn't make a difference. If it's a Tikkun Medinasi, it counts. If it's not Tikkun Medinasi, it doesn't count. I want to finish with a story, Rabbi, so I'll let you go. It's always good to have a story. And that is, Maisa Shoya Kachoya, a person brokered, Reuven brokered a house for Shimon. Reuven is a friend of Shimon. He's not a licensed broker. And they went to a din Torah, and Shimon said in the din Torah, I would love to pay you, Reuven, my best friend, I would love to pay you. But what should I do? There's a law in New Jersey, happens to be a law in New Jersey, that you're not allowed to pay commission to somebody who's not a licensed broker. So I can't pay you. So Bezin Paskin, that's very nice, but you got to pay him anyway. So what did he do? He would love to follow Bezin too, but he can't, it's not fair. So he went and he contested it in court. He tried to vacate the arbitration award based on the thing which is called, it's going against public policy. They enacted to protect the innocent buyers and sellers from being taken advantage of, these flighty individuals who will act as brokers without being professional. You have to have only a licensed professional broker, went to a course for whatever it was for a few hours. That gives them professionalism and ethics and morals, and they know what to do, and therefore only they are entitled to collect brokerage fees. So Mamela, he went on the basis, one of the things, by the way, in court, basically, virtually every single psak din is confirmed because of arbitration rule. There are a few exceptions. One is if you're going against public policy. So he argued it's going against public policy, and therefore this psak din should be vacated. The Yesh Chachma Bagoyim, the judge was a kliga, I can't say a yid, but he was klig, and his issue was that Beis Din overstepped their boundaries and they went against public policy and they shouldn't have paskened what they paskened. However, for the sake of public policy, it is more public policy that when somebody executes an arbitration agreement to follow what an arbitration panel will rule, it will be a terrible public policy if you don't follow their ruling, and therefore that public policy takes precedence over the other public policy, and therefore you have to pay the broker. And so you can pass the judge. Baruch Hashem, now, B'chai Gavner Rabbi Yisai, I'm not convinced that it's Dina de Malchus Dina, because, and I know it's a very slippery slope to go down this route, but I think we all understand that that public policy to pay a broker only if he's licensed is a joke. It was enacted by lobbyists of the real estate industry, and they had the backing, I believe, of the legal industry as well, because they wanted to control the industry, and therefore they limited, just like pharmacy has their lobbyists, that you need 3 years of schooling to measure three parts water, one part powder. That's all they do, by the way. Four parts water, one part powder, but that's it. My fifth grader could do, that's all they do, and sometimes they read illegible handwriting of the doctor, and nevertheless you need 3 years of schooling in pharmacy school. There are certain laws. Or another one, a real estate broker, because it was a fight between two lobbyist groups, between the lawyers and the real estate brokers, the real estate felt that if they can't make a contract themselves, then they're going to lose deals. And the lawyer said, no, it's only in our hands to make contracts. We don't want to lose our ability to make contracts. So therefore, they came to a prior, the real estate broker could give the contract, but had to go through an attorney review. So both of them now, the halacha, that has to be attorney review. These type of things were enacted, I don't believe, by the good sense of the of legislators. They were done because of lobbyists. It's a slippery slope, and I'm not offering a decision of opinion, but it's very yitachon b'chai gavna. I would argue that that might not go under the takonis hamedina, and therefore b'chai gavna might not be dina makos edina. All right, rabbis, have a good zomun.
What about crossing? Like, what about crossing by like where you're not allowed to cross, jaywalking? Something? Are you not allowed to do that?
Jaywalking is a whole different thing. Jaywalking is not a dover sheba moment. It's a whole separate kavura that you might need a dover sheba moment. If it's not a dover sheba moment, it might not be dina makos edina. There are many Mariks. There are the Rashba, the Mariks, there are other Chuvas on it. There's the Marasasan. There's a whole sugya on that. No, not Sunday.
All right.
How do you know that the Rashba doesn't mean the same thing as a Binyan? The reason why the Rashba is saying it has to be either Lteyel Samelach or Lteyel Samedinis is because that's what the Melach Menastam is makbir on.
Because the Rashba in two Chuvas, one in Chela Gimel and one in Yechasel Chav Beis, both says that there is Takonis, that there is Dina Machos Adina, even by case of Tos, even because it's Minastam, not like the Chazanish. Because Chazanish held that the Rashba would be Moedir Ben Yoino, that when the Melech is not Makbet. B'chai Gamli doesn't mention the word that the Melech is Makbet, Pashas, it's Ben Yisrael or Yisrael. I mean, if you want to broaden Rabbeinu Yoino, if you would like to broaden Rabbeinu Yoino, like my interpretation, like the Daki Moshe's, like my pshat in the Daki Moshe's pshat in Rabbeinu Yoino, yeah, then it should come out that maybe you could say that the Rashba also held like that, even though at the Matnish that's for Rav Akla. Okay.
He doesn't brings down the Rabbeinu Yoino and Chedusha.
Yeah, correct. Chedusha brings down, but none of the Chuvas.
Rabbeinu Yoino and Elias.
But you're talking about a different Rabbi. Would you say you have Rabbeinu Yoino says by
the there's a Gemara. You have to say pshat in this Gemara. The Gemara says, man, the Islay Igrisa Leichalav. For example, like today, you only have Bailam on a Karak if you have the title.
That's not true, but it's fine. Okay, yeah. You're only liable for the Karak if you have a title, but you're Bailam without a title.
Okay, even
one sec, what's going to be with Mincha?
Even if Dinayam?
Even if Dinayam.
Forget Dinayam.
A second.
The Gemara says, right?
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.